interview and job search strategies at work. Last couple episodes have been talking about call center to help desk type of jobs, or McDonald's to, or any fast food or any type of service job to a call center. Now, I just want to change up a little bit and tell you, say like you're 15, 16, 17, 18 years old. You're in high school, you're able to work, you just graduated high school, you know, it's June, let's say, you graduate high school, and you want to get a job, get your feet wet. Okay, what do I need to do? And, you know, you think, okay, well, I can work fast food. Maybe you're 17, whatever. And so how do you go about that? Obviously, get a job, right? I mean, it is easy, I think, to get a job at McDonald's or whatever. Some jobs, like Chick-fil-A is a pretty good, I've heard a lot of good things about Chick-fil-A, their management program and how they train their staff, basically, on customer service. And as I hear it, that translates good into the next position that a person gets. So let's assume that is your first job, you know, maybe you're just in, you're in high school still, you want to get that J-O-B. These same techniques apply. So what I would say is have a notebook with you, a pen, presentable, go there, and anything they tell you, write down, like, kind of think of in your idea, you're like an inventory. I'm going to take an inventory of the store. I'm going to define my tasks. I'm going to say, this is my task. Maybe it's a fry cook. Your job is to be a fry cook. Your job is to make the hamburgers, cheeseburgers, delicious. The quarter pounder cheese, they're so good. Maybe your job is to make Dr. Pepper, the nice beverage there. Nice cold beverage for somebody. Maybe it's your job is to make the ice cream cone, you know, the swirly deal. And in any case, whatever your function is, I'm saying, write it down. And then maybe take an inventory of what everybody else does. Okay, this job does this. This job does this. And you know, basically on a piece of paper, draw a bird's eye view of the store. Its location, where your job is, perhaps how many people, if you know, work in that area, or, you know, work in that department. Well, it'd be not department, it'd be like in the front line, on the front, rather, what is that, the drive-through, how many people work at drive-through, and bird's eye view, just take an overall view of that, and then put a dollar amount on their hourly rate, whatever the hourly rate is. So whatever you get paid, just figure in, like, they get paid probably the same, let's just say. Now, you have all that information. Take an Excel spreadsheet and calculate the salary. What is everybody making? What are the costs to the company? McDonald's or Hardee's, Pizza Hut, KFC, Popeye's Chicken, love that chicken for Popeye's, whatever. Chick-fil-A, you know, have an idea of what the cost of the owner is. What is he or she charging or get, what is he or she putting out? How much money are they, you know, putting, how much money goes towards salary for the employees? Figure that out in your mind, or just have an imaginary number, basically, that you think. So then have that. Then take, for instance, what is the cost of the burger? Sandwich, cheeseburger, double quarter pound cheese, whatever. What is the cost for that? Then guesstimate how many people come in every day to that store, that fast food chain, that whatever. And then you'll have an idea of, and then say, okay, they, you know, this many people bought this. Maybe it's, let's say, for instance, it's breakfast. Maybe there's, in an hour's time, there's 200 people. Either drive through or come in through the store. That's 200 people an hour. Say the rush is from like 6 to 9, 3 hours. 200 people times 3 hours. What is it? 2 times 3, 6. 600 folks. 600 people, and every person buys. Let's say every person buys a beverage, maybe like a What is it? Croissant? No, no, that's Burger King. Oh, bacon, egg, cheese, biscuit. I don't know what they are now. Maybe $3, something like that. So you figure that in. Each one of those persons is going to buy that. That's there. So, okay, got it. Then you have the dollar amount in your mind. You draw on a piece of paper. And then maybe from, say, 9 to noon, 9 to 1, something like that, do the same thing. How many people do you think come in? And then until closing, right? Take that daily amount and then say for 30, if it's open 30 days, okay, give a rough estimate of the amount of money that the company takes in. And then factor in less that from your salary, from the people's salary. And that is what the profit is. Well, of course, there's probably more to that, like lighting and all that stuff. But you have a rough estimate of what a store makes when you work there. If you've already worked there, rather. And that's going to help you in your future jobs. You know, whenever you get to call center, you're going to think of it like, okay, in this building, this one, there's, you know, when you can ask the owner, let's say, well, how many people average do you come in? Come in here per day, you know, if you move to another fast food restaurant or something like that, you're really going to spark his or her interest because, like, oh, wow, he or she understands, like, you understand how our business works, you know, how you're not just, okay, I'm worker bee, flip the burgers, make the shakes, whatever. You have a wider range. Oh, okay, wider range of this is what's going on. This is. You're telling that employer, I care about your bottom line. I see it, kind of see it how you see it. I don't know it fully, but I kind of see how you see things. Basically, yeah. So that's just a little quick tidbit for me today. Thanks a bunch for viewing this video and or podcast rather. Have a great day.